This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, last week we heard from Mo from Sustain Coffee over in Old Hatfield, and he explained with huge passion all about how he tries to ensure that his coffee is as sustainable and as delicious as possible. And if you missed the show, then do go to the podcast page of mix92.6.com and do have a listen. He's really very interesting. Now, listener Sam got in touch to say that he too loves a good cup of coffee, and he was interested in what Mo had to say. And would I like to be put in touch with an actual coffee producer in Uganda? Well, I thought that was an excellent opportunity to hear what's happening at the other end of the journey of the coffee that ends up in our coffee cups here in Hertfordshire. So this week we're going to hear from coffee producer Ian Abigaba, who lives in the southwestern part of Uganda and works for Gorilla Summit Coffee. Now, this region is one of the poorest in Uganda, and it's hoped that producing specialty coffee will help the lives of producers and their communities. Now, bear in mind that Ian was kindly talking to me all the way from Uganda, so do please forgive some slight audio issues. Let's start by hearing a bit more about Ian and Gorilla Summit Coffee.
My name is Ian Abigaba, and I'm from Uganda. Southwestern part of Uganda is where we grow our delicious coffees that you drink in the UK. And I represent Gorilla Summit Coffee, which is a leading Ugandan social enterprise that has strategically positioned itself as a producer of high-grade and quality coffees. We found something that we should do for the community, and that was in the year 2012. That's when Gorilla Summit Coffee was actually started operating. So glad to be on this show to talk about more about coffee. So we produce mostly Arabica coffee, but also produce Robusta coffees. And Robusta coffees are more grown in the lower land areas, and Arabica coffees prefer highland areas. Altitude of about 1800 to 2,500 meters above sea level. That's the altitude that we grow our Arabicas because they are a bit delicate and not that robust like the Robusta coffees. We have three production areas that we operate. At the moment, we have close to 3,000 smallholder farmers, and that's where we buy our coffees from. We buy cherry, which is the red bean that grows on the trees. I believe you, everyone who look for coffee cherries, you will see how the coffee tree actually looks like. So we buy mostly from smallholder farmers, and then we bring to our production areas and then produce it, handle it with care because we're producing specialty coffees, and we export them to the countries like the UK, especially. We've been working with Olam in the UK. Specialty coffee is about taking good care of your coffee in production and until the very end, where you get a perfect green bean that goes to the roastery and is roasted to perfection, and then to the espresso machine, cappuccino machine, and then comes out as that good espresso or cappuccino. So with specialty coffees, actually it takes quite a long time to work on specialty coffees until you get a good cup of coffee that is free from defects in the coffee. So that's why we work with that segment.
And what kind of problems do you face as coffee producers? What kind of problems do the farmers face who you're buying the coffee of, and what kind of problems do you face?
Yeah, definitely climate change has become an issue, and coffee has a significant impact on the ecosystem. Coffee farming can harm water, land, and animal life if it's not grown within the environmentally friendly practices. For example, if you don't reduce on the use of pesticides, or if you don't treat the water from the wet milling processing plant, that's where it can actually affect the environment. And we are trying to mitigate that through using less water at the milling station. For example, producing natural coffees whereby you just harvest the coffees and then you put them on the drying racks and then they'll grow without using methods like washing stations whereby you use quite a lot of water to process the washed coffees.
And is it harder for you to produce coffees using more environmentally friendly ways? Is it more time consuming? Is it more expensive for you to do?
It is not that expensive. It is not hard, but it depends on the orders. For example, if you have buyers who really like to have some washed coffees, then you have to actually use a lot of water and all that. But we as Gorilla Summit Coffee have decided to use practices, especially in production, where we can reduce the wastage of water and then also put practices that our smallholder farmers can look into, for example, reduction on the use of pesticides and introduction of organic practices that will enable them to earn more money if they use organic practices. And we are actually working to mitigate the use of and production of organic coffees.
So that sounds like you are trying hard to reduce your impact on the environment, and you're hoping that actually this is something that customers will be willing to pay a little bit more for. Will it help you to make coffee growing a little bit more profitable for your farmers?
Yeah, especially on the international markets. We have a buyer who doesn't take any other coffee if it's not organic. So as much as the producers are putting in more hard work down here in the origin areas, also the buyers are pushing us to also go towards that direction of producing more environmentally friendly coffees with less pesticides and other processes that harm the environment.
Okay, so we drink a lot of coffee here in Hertfordshire. How can we make sure that we are reducing the environmental impact of the coffee that we drink, and also trying to ensure that the people growing the coffee are making a good living as well? Can you make some suggestions? Would you suggest that we bought organic coffee? Is there anything else that we should look out for?
The very first thing I would advise is to definitely look out for organic coffee, because with organic coffee practices, then you're guaranteed and assured that the practices that were put in place were looking at an environment-friendly practice. This is reducing on the pesticides, reducing on the cutting down of trees, for example. Coffee, given it is a perennial tree that grows well under the shed, we at Gorilla Summit Coffee have improvised and given advice to our farmers to at least put shed for the coffees that is growing trees. And also, if you've heard of the bananas, we encourage our farmers to also plant more bananas. That is the yellow bananas, that is the plantain, to give shed to the coffee. And also the fact that we eat bananas here, it also saves us. They'll get more income from the bananas and then the coffee, and then they'll save some for home consumption. So they are guaranteed that they have some food if the season is out.
So it's good to hear that actually you're making sure that there's provision to ensure that your farmers have got good food to eat, and that's part of their coffee production as well. Can you just tell us if deforestation is a problem and whether ensuring that your coffee is shade grown is helping with any problems like that?
Yes, deforestation is still a problem, because you realize when these smallholder farmers are out of season and nothing is happening, So they will resort to cutting down trees and then either use it for firewood or sell it for firewood or make charcoal for the community. So we realize that, yes, deforestation is still a problem. And for us to encourage that, we are putting in place whereby our extension workers actually go and find out if the practices that are using are environmental friendly. But yes, deforestation is still a problem that we have to put on the spotlight for us to solve it.
Indeed. And so the fact that you try and ensure that your coffee is shade grown so that there's trees planted with the coffee, presumably that helps for there to be more trees, so it redresses the balance a little so that there's less deforestation?
Yes, definitely. Yes. And actually, we one more other thing with the shade. We're introducing the macadamia trees to it. So we're giving macadamia trees to every farmer who keeps Gorilla Summit Coffee their cherry. We're giving macadamia trees so that they can act as shade. And then within 3-4 years, as they're harvesting the macadamia, and then they can also get us some good coffee. So it is a win-win. They have to sell macadamia to us and also sell coffee to us. And at the end of the day, the farmers are getting some good money.
That sounds like a brilliant idea. So you've suggested that we look out for organic coffee. Presumably you'd like us to think about buying specialty coffee like what you're producing. We've heard here on Environment Matters from a local coffee seller who tries to make an effort to get to know the producers and even visit them. Would you like us to try and make an effort to perhaps try and buy our coffee from coffee sellers who are making a connection with you, the producers, and perhaps even buying directly from you, so we can find out more about how coffee is grown?
Yes, 100%. And all our coffee buyers have made an effort to come and see where the coffee comes from, where the coffee is produced, where the coffee is grown, to see the impact, to see the energy, to see the hard work a farmer puts in his or her own plantation to produce the best cherry, the best quality of coffee beans that come and are exported out to various countries of consumption. So the best thing I can advise, if where you buy coffee from, he or she hasn't come to the origin to see where the coffee is bought or the coffee is grown, I would advise you to go somewhere else where someone has gone to the origin and find out. And actually, we have origin tours. We invite everyone who is interested in coming to see, especially during season. We invite them and then they come and see for themselves in terms of production, and see the various impacts that our coffee has on the community. For example, in education sector, we sponsor a few schools and pay some school fees for them. In the health sector, we have deworming programs. We have rainwater harvest tanks that we give out. We have water purification programs that have come to place. We have supplied malaria mosquito nets that will reduce the malaria. So yeah, I can advise you to buy coffee from people who know where it comes from.
Indeed. Well, it sounds like there's so much good stuff that you're trying to do there as part of coffee production, which is brilliant to hear. And that has really incentivized me to be really careful where I get my coffee from. Ian, thank you so much for telling us about that.
You're most welcome.
I was talking there to Ian Abigaba of Gorilla Summit Coffee, talking to us all the way from Uganda. And just like last week, oh my goodness, did I learn so much from that? Who knew that coffee is washed? And I admit I do feel a bit ashamed that it had never occurred to me that coffee is only produced once a year, so small coffee growers struggle to survive for the rest of the year. But what a brilliant idea to grow the coffee in the shade of banana trees or macadamia trees to provide nutritious food and income for the rest of the year. And I know that Uganda isn't just around the corner, but if you do find yourself there, then do look up Gorilla Summit Coffee. Ian is so proud of what they are achieving, and as he said, he loves to share what they are doing with visitors. Or if, like me, you don't think you're going to be making it to Uganda anytime soon, then I'll put links in the notes that accompany the podcast of this show so that you can learn a bit more and see the wonderful people that Ian works with. And I really do think that Ian showed how hard coffee growing can be, but how we can choose to buy from suppliers who have carefully ensured that the coffee that they sell is produced in a way that means it's a force for good, both for people growing the coffee and for the local environment. So has this inspired you into sourcing your coffee, or indeed anything else, more carefully, perhaps with the producer in mind? Well, I'd love to hear. You can get in touch via email. I'm on amanda.yourworth@mix926.com, or look for Environment Matters on Mix92.6 on Twitter and on Facebook. And just to finish with, you'll remember I told you that Sarah McLaren had got in touch to say that she's going to be running another series of Money Movers workshops this autumn. Well, she got back in touch to say she's just got a few places left. So the workshops will be in Harpenden. Money Movers is a national organisation backed by Friends of the Earth, aimed at empowering women to make ethical choices with their money. The sessions are free, they're super friendly, and they don't commit you to anything. So if you would like to give it a go, as I say, Sarah says there's just a couple of places left, then contact moneymoversarah@gmail.com to reserve your place. And in case you didn't have a pen to hand, I'll make sure that that email address goes into the notes that accompany the podcast of this show too. I'll be back at the same time next week when we're going to hear about the green artifact. Until then, thank you for listening.